hailing the end of a dark and painful era in Iraq, President Bush said that Saddam Hussein would face the justice he denied to millions. How that justice is to be carried out presents the Bush administration with a dilemma and an opportunity.
News analyst Daniel Shore.
The dilemma arises because of confusion and disagreement about who should try the captured dictator. Last week, the American-appointed Iraqi Governing Council issued regulations providing for the naming of a 5-member tribunal empowered to try war crimes and crimes against humanity. This was done with American encouragement, but the United Nations does not recognize the Governing Council as a government and therefore questions its ability to create a tribunal. There are associated disputes over whether the trial would be held in Iraq, vulnerable to insurgent attack, and whether it could impose a death penalty, banned in most countries. In what must have been a slip of the tongue, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld said on CBS's 60 Minutes last night that Saddam Hussein would be treated according to the Geneva Convention and given the protection of a prisoner of war. Well, if that were so, then Saddam's rights have already been violated by the circulation of humiliating pictures of him. Today, leading members of the Governing Council altered their position on the tribunal and said there should be some form of international involvement in the judicial process. The president at a news conference also talked of developing a system to try Saddam that will stand international scrutiny. This presents the Bush administration with an opportunity to start patching up relations with countries like France, Germany, and Russia, who were offended by being barred from bidding on reconstruction contracts in Iraq. Human rights organizations point to the so-called hybrid courts created under UN auspices for countries like Rwanda, Sierra Leone, and Cambodia, in which international judges sit side by side with indigenous judges. Iraqi judges sitting side by side with, say, an American, a French, and a German judge would be a promising start in restoring a measure of American cooperation with its one-time friends and allies. This is Daniel Shore.